Kylie Jackson is at the University of Alaska Ramp in Sitka with a small team of scientists and helpers dissecting a female stellar sea lion. It was found dead just a few days earlier near the airport in Sitka by a Department of Transportation contractor whose job it is to keep birds away from the runway so it's safe for planes to land. At first, nothing seems out of the ordinary. Jackson takes a small serrated knife that looks like one you'd cut a tomato with and makes a couple of short incisions, about 3 inches long, into the mammal's blubber. After samples are collected, she and her team slice a little deeper and peel back the thick flesh from its abdomen.
In strips, like I'll probably cut a line here, and a line here, and a line here, and just like peel the blubber back.
Yeah, Kylie has figured out that it was lactating before it died.
Yes, yeah, so you're possibly pregnant or just given birth, I would guess.
Guess we're gonna find out.
We're gonna find out.
Yeah. And there it is.
It's a baby sea lion.
Oh, look at the little baby flippers.
Oh, oh goodness.
Oh. It already has claws.
God, it's so cute.
Based on the time of year and how big the baby was, Jackson guesses the sea lion was a couple weeks from giving birth. She says February is when she starts getting calls about baby sea lions that don't survive after they're born. Jackson works for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. She's with the Marine Mammal Stranding Network. She says her job is to respond to dead animals reported in Alaska and then try to figure out how they died by doing a necropsy.
So far, I haven't seen any signs of trauma or anything like that. So, you know, I mean, carrying a baby is a pretty taxing process, so it could have just been too much for her, I'm not sure.
Because there aren't any obvious signs as to what killed the sea lion, the team will collect samples of all the tissue and send them to a pathologist in Anchorage. They'll also freeze the fetus and send it to the pathologist for its own necropsy.
It's an opportunity to collect data that otherwise isn't available to us, and also it's a good way to find out if there's things going on in the environment that we should be aware of. If they're sick of something or something's happening, it's a good indicator.
My goal is to remove what we call the pleck, which is everything from the tongue and the esophagus and the trachea down into the heart and the lungs, and if we can take the whole thing out, it makes it a lot easier to sample cleanly and check for, you know, possibly ingested gear, things like that. I've only done it a couple of times, so we'll see how it goes.
When Jackson examined contents in the esophagus, she found a thin, pointed, claw-like object that could be the cause of death.
What is that?
Is that shrimp? No.
No, that's, I would say, a crab claw. Oh.
Is that stuck in there?
No.
Get a picture of it. We'll collect it.
Was it, where was it?
It was in the esophagus.
That would explain thoracic fluid.
Should that be a picture?
Yeah.
That's what we're collecting, that sucker.
I just pulled it out of the esophagus.
Well, it doesn't look like a piece of crab.
Is it a stingray spine?
Could have caused it to get...
It isn't clear yet what killed the sea lion, but by bringing in more experts to examine the clues, researchers hope to learn this animal's story and how it contributes to our own. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.